But going on today from 6 to 7:30 at Lorain County Community College is their 30th annual college fair. And here to talk about that is Nadia Liria. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning.
Are you wearing red today? Are you? Or
you know what? I'm wearing an LCCC shirt, so there is no red in it, alas. I'll be sporting my Indians gear after the fair.
Right. You got all the blue. It's going to be a lot of blue set up. But then tonight, though, at the college fair, they bring their own tablecloths, right? They kind of show you the colors of their colleges.
Yes, it's going to be very colorful.
Let's talk about this event. It goes on from 6 to 7:30, 90 minutes to know, get to know all you need to know about college financial aid. How does the program get set up tonight?
Sure. So it's sort of come and talk with whichever college you're interested in. We've got over 100 colleges and universities that will be there, each vying for all of the students that will be coming through the doors. But at 6:30, we'll also be offering a general session on financial aid for anyone that wants to know the basics, how to file FAFSA, what other aid is available out there for students as they're looking to attend college.
As we look to the 2018 school year, I assume the time is now to get that financial aid stuff in gear?
Yes. In the past year, the FAFSA, the financial aid filing application, the process has changed a little bit, and so now folks can actually file with their tax returns from 2 years prior. So it's now. Families used to have to wait until January, but that's all been moved up, and it's October, November. Everything is pushed up a little bit earlier. But the good news for students is that they can get that information earlier.
And, of course, the students that you expect to show up, obviously those who are seniors, but it's best, I guess, if anybody, sophomore, freshman, anybody who's in high school starting to think about their next level of career, this is a chance to sort of meet those people to tell the firsthand experience about what's happening at their schools.
Absolutely. We've even seen 6th and 7th graders there, and moms and dads that are looking to come back to school as well. So it's really convenient. You got over 100 schools. It's the one-stop shop to hit as many of them as you can.
And these are not only in Ohio, but you go, like, I would assume maybe just the regions around neighboring states as well? Or how far away do these colleges come?
We've got Indiana, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky. So they're all over. And of course, so the perennial favorites of The Ohio State University. And of course, LCCC will have quite a few tables representing all of our divisions, too.
What recommendations do you have for students, potential students who are coming tonight? Maybe some homework they can do during the day before they get there in that, you know, they've got a limited window here, yet they have so many opportunities to meet different people.
Right. So if students are able to narrow down at all who they want to talk to, or if there's a specific major or program, not all schools offer every major, and that's easy to find on a website. So if you kind of know what you're doing, you can kind of beeline right to those colleges that you know have that program. But honestly, if you don't know, that's fine, too. That's why we're all there. We all love talking to students and are certainly happy to answer any questions that students have.
And there's always a lot of takeaways. I went there last year with my daughter, and you come away with brochures from different colleges. There's kind of a two-track, I think. Sometimes there's the kid, the student who has a plan, and the parents. And they kind of work on sort of different levels. Parents may pick up more than the student, or they may ask be there to prompt the correct questions, because the worst thing you have is questions in the car later where you go, why didn't you ask that? But I've discovered that all the people that are there are almost like your advocate. Once you leave there, you've met them, you can contact, hey, and you fill out a form and say, hey, I stopped by here, and there's this rapport that develops between you and those admission officers at those different colleges.
Absolutely, and that's another great piece of advice. If there is a school that your student just loves and is really interested in, get to that table and make sure you connect with that representative, because they're going to keep track of that and know who you are, and you are going to be able to form that relationship. But we do tease. I tease families all the time that we're giving them lots of homework to consider for the evening, and they come away with lots of reading and lots of assignments.
And they get one step closer in the process, which is why it's good to get their, not the final year, but the years before, just to get an idea of what's out there. Because college admissions and the things have, have changed a lot. A lot of things happen online, but there's nothing like a face-to-face or being able to sort of understand the personality of that school that you'll be going to.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a great, I think, first step. The next step that we encourage students is, no matter where they're thinking about going, is to try and get on that campus and have a visit, because then you get the full experience and see what you really, really love and how you connect with that school.
Do you also have information, or I guess you would assume, about your university partnerships? Because there's a lot of times people wonder about, where are these colleges, how do they get there, even affordability. That's something that LCCC is really good at, right?
Absolutely. We have a table for LCCC, one for our partnership that talks about all of our partnership programs, and there are a couple of us that are very well-versed in all of those, as well as each of our divisions. So if a student wants to talk with a nursing representative, we'll have someone from nursing there, or from arts and humanities, or social sciences. So we have very specific folks there to answer all the questions.
Now, if people want to know, if you have their school there in the list of 100 or so that are there, how do they find the list, or how can we get more information about, I know it's coming up later today, but where's a good place to get some details on this?
We've got a list of all of the schools that have registered so far on our website. So it's lorainecc.edu/collegefair. And that has the list that's up to date as of right now.
Sounds good. Again, it's the Lorain County College Fair at Lorain County Community College. Been doing this for many years, helping students in Lorain County find their careers is really what it ultimately becomes. And again, the College Fair going on today from 6 to 7:30 in the Ewing Activity Center. Plenty of space for you to walk around and to see all of those schools out there. Nadia, we appreciate your time this morning. Hope you have a nice turnout today.
Great. Thanks so much.
It's Nadia Leary with Lorain County Community College. Again, their College Fair going on today, 6 to 7:30.